and gentlemen, Dipset is officially finally historically together in the building.
Hip hop parade.
Jimmy's here, Juelz is here, Freak is here, Cam is here, all in the building together. It feels kind of nice, man.
Nah, it feels good. It definitely feels good.
How long has, tell me what happened. Like, what was the moment?
You know what it is? We brothers fight, but we just celebrities at the same time. So,
fortunately,
like, if you have a fight with your brother, it's not going to be on the radio or TV or whatever. Mm. But because of it, it's us, they just, it's extra.
It's hard to come back from that when your name's is in the street, tossed around. How do you get back? Because this is a rare thing that could actually happen.
Well, if you brothers, you just call your brother up. Like, yo.
It's a family. It's
where you at?
You can't just disconnect. You can't just
hit me over here, though.
Family,
that's
though.
Not how it happened.
Is yes, it is.
That's exactly how it happened.
I called Cam like, yo, where you at?
That's not.
I like,
not
yo, I need to come talk to you. He like, all right, meet me at the restaurant. Let's get some food.
Shut up.
Then they call me. Where you at?
What people don't understand is that it wasn't like we over here, and if we was to see each other, like, me and Cam seen each other a few times in the past. What's up? What's good? You good, Flea? All right, what's up with your son? Like, it wasn't really about nothing. Like he said, the people just took it more out of proportion than we did.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because we've had a lot of interviews. Y'all been up here separately together. I mean, it's documented that you've gone through stuff. Like you.
No, I mean, yeah, that's definite. But it, I don't think it was nothing that we couldn't all put to the side.
Yeah, we on our kumbaya right now. If y'all listening, what's up? We back. Holler at us.
So there's personal things, and then there's a business also that happens here. Because it's undeniable what Dipset, like, I'm a fan. So for all of us, especially when y'all were going through what you were going through, and the music was so good, it was just like, why can't they just pull it together? I mean, did you feel that?
I think for the sense of us just being so close, it just to do it for the music or just to do it for those kind of reasons wouldn't have been the right reason to do it, because we are really brothers. We really got genuine love for each other. So to just do that would have been kind of phony. Like,
yeah, I agree with him 100%. Like, if we would have just said, yo, without speaking, yo, you do 16 or you do a song, you do it, this would have been like a patched up.
Erratic. Yeah, like Angie would have been like, it sounds like they all they just MP3
generic.
Versus
it's generic. You know what I'm
saying? Generic. I would have killing us, said that.
This bootleg.
But what about the extended? Because in this time, you've each developed your own careers on different levels. I mean, you know, between Bird Gang and Skull Gang, and you know, now you Bottles doing his thing. Now, how do you then have to smooth everybody out? Does everybody? It's just
they already know that it was never a problem, so they know whatever move we make is whatever move they make.
And anybody who ain't really with it, they don't want to progress. They don't want to do nothing that's going to make them money and then just be around good people. They know how to make money. You know what I'm saying? If you that one person to be like,
Cam,
I don't know. What's up?
Your ability to make money for so long in this rap game, I think, is understated.
Yeah. No, I think no, thank you
have
for that.
Had so many. I don't know if people even, if you got to pay attention to the Cam history, there's been times that people wrote you off. Like, you know, you had the first run, then it was like, oh, Cam's done. Mm-hmm. And you had another run, then it was Cam's done. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Dipset run, and then, you know, it's been kind of amazing.
I'm glad you noticed that. Thank you.
I noticed that.
Thank you, man. I'll take a polite bow.
And I've seen you in your up and downs, Cam, and I can't lie. You have maintained, like, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
You've made, let me hold something.
I keep it real. I just want, you know, not even to sound corny or none, just thank all the people, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, period, you know, to keep it 100, like, I was with Snoop, you know what I'm saying? I was with Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg was like, yo, Snoop, first of all, the only person ever smoked me to a coma, like, passed out.
Shout out
like,
to Snoop.
Yo, for real, like, I was, like, 5 minutes from going to emergency room type joint, you know what I'm saying? We supposed to do a concert together, I ain't going nothing. But skip past, I didn't even go to the concert. Make a long story short, he like, yo, Cam, man, you know what I'm saying? Boom, 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 I leave over, and I'll be like, yo, y'all need to get back together, Dipset. But I didn't even tell him we spoke, you know, I wasn't really publicized. He's like, yo, Cam, I'm great by myself. I make mad money, but when I'm with Dre, sprinkles and butterflies and paper, fireworks just come all in the sky. I'm somebody else when I'm with Dre, and if he call me, I'm right there. That's the same thing with Dipset, man. When we out there in L.A., we bump y'all like y'all from Long Beach, man. Get with them fools, man. I'm telling you, get with them, man. It's like me and Dre, we fireworks. I don't got no problem doing me by myself, but Dre call, I'm there. And I was like, wow. You know, you take that into consideration. I was in
he
June,
got to you.
I mean, I already spoke to them, but it wasn't publicized. But I'm like, he 100% right. I'm listening to Snoop when I'm in junior high school. You know right. what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I always take people knowledge and that's been the game before me and, you know, put it in my medulla.
Right. All right. Well, I'm thoroughly excited. I think this is great for hip hop. I think it's great for New York hip hop, especially.
Exactly.
I think, you know, just as a fan, I think this is a very exciting moment. We got a big concert coming up that we're all excited about.
Black Friday.
I definitely have some questions. I know Harlem, you just had a baby. Freaking. Just well, congratulations
thank
on
you.
That.
I appreciate well, that.
I have some personal questions for all Harlem. Of you. Yeah. I have some questions about some of the moves you're already making as a unit. Dipset is in the building. We're going to get into all of that. We scrapped the countdown today. We're doing nothing but Dipset records. Top five Dipset joints. Texas, what you think they are? We're going to do Hey Ma right now. This was your first?
Nah. Old Boy was probably my first big.
But this is where he starts smashing, though.
Yeah. All right, well, here goes the number three. Dipset is here. Hotlines are open. Side 97.
Yeah, I remember I tried to jump over the rope in this video and all that.